Peeby v. Gonzalez. Mr. Osterley.
Good morning, Your Honors. The appellants in this case appeal from the Board of Immigration Appeals November 7, 2005 order denying their petition or their motion to reopen. This appeal presents two issues. The first issue is whether the BIA abused its discretion by not explaining its opinion or explaining its ruling. And the second is whether the appellants adequately established the changed country conditions in Ethiopia. Appellants submit the answer to both those questions as yes. With respect to the first issue, if you look at the November 7, 2005 opinion issued by the Board of Board of Immigration Appeals, there's a paragraph, a single paragraph, that addresses the matters at issue here. All of the sentences in the paragraph address the applicable standards. There is only one sentence that addresses the actual ruling made by the board, and that sentence is as follows. We find that the respondents have failed to show materially changed conditions in Ethiopia. There is no explanation of why the evidence that was submitted or attached to the motion to reopen was insufficient, and there's no evidence why, no explanation of any reason why the motion itself was unfounded, other than this bald statement that the respondents failed to show materially changed conditions in Ethiopia. Apart from that perfunctory statement, there's no explanation. The government argues in its response that the board's not required to write an exegesis about its ruling, and we agree. But the board is required to provide an explanation, as this court has held in Fesahay and the Mansour cases. That simply didn't happen here, and therefore we request that the November 7, 2005 denial be overturned. The second ground is that we believe that the appellants have adequately established changed country conditions in Ethiopia. The premise of the immigration judge's decision back in 2002 was that there was substantial turmoil in Ethiopia, but the immigration judge speculated that there was because of a recent change in the administration in the Ethiopian government, that situation would improve. The evidence that was submitted in connection with the motion to reopen showed not only did it not improve, but it got substantially worse. And it got worse in two respects. Number one, from an individual respect. The testimony submitted by an affidavit shows that my client's mother has been harassed by the Ethiopian authorities looking for him. They're looking for evidence of communications received from him, and they were looking for evidence about his whereabouts. All of that transpired after the initial decision made by the immigration judge. The second basis is sort of the overall situation in Ethiopia. Mr. Kebbi is a member of the Oromo race. He is, and that is the largest minority in Ethiopia. He is also a supporter of the OLF.
Is that religious or ethnic?
No, it's an ethnicity, Your Honor.
Do they speak the same language?
They do not. They have their own language. He is also a supporter of the Oromo Liberation Front. He supplied financial support to widows of families who had people murdered or imprisoned because of their membership in the OLF. And the situation with respect to Ethiopia's treatment at the OLF since the immigration judge rendered his opinion has substantially worsened. There were general elections in 2005 in Ethiopia, and in the run-up to those elections and in the following events after those elections, OLF members were targeted and harassed. The OLF made a conscious decision that they were going to reject the results of the November 2005 election, and as a result of that, the Ethiopian government has harassed, brutalized, imprisoned without explanation large members of the supporters or alleged supporters of the OLF. all of this evidence relates to events that occurred after the immigration hearing that led to the initial opinion. And it's basically for those two reasons, Your Honors, that we ask that the motion, the determination by the Board of Appeals below, that the motion to reopen be denied, be overturned, and that the matter be remanded for with instructions.
We have one question. You thought you described Oromo as the largest minority.
That's correct.
And then people who participate in the OLF, are they a subset, or is this most of those people?
That is a subset, Your Honor. I don't have the exact percentage, but the OLF is a rather large group. They are all Oromo who are dedicated to establishing rights that they believe now do not exist for the Oromo in Ethiopia.
And it would seem that technically all of them would be eligible for asylum if they could get over here somehow.
On the facts that, as I understand it to be, I think that would be correct.
It's a big percentage of the population of that country that would be eligible for asylum.
Well, the OLF is not by any means the same in the same proportion as the Oromo ethnicity, the Oromo group. It's a smaller organization, but based on the harassment of the OLF in general in Ethiopia, I think if people can show that they have suffered individual harassment from the government, they certainly can show that there's been general harassment by the government of the OLF, and I think it would be fairly easy for them to establish a basis for asylum.
Immigration judge found or made some comment about the, I guess, what's OLF position is, or goal is, the violent overthrow of the Ethiopian government, and if that is the goal of the group,
that is one of the goals, Your Honor.
If that's the goal of the group, then efforts to suppress that group cannot be viewed as persecution.
I would disagree in two respects. Number one, I think you have to look specifically at what the appellant's acts here were with respect to the OLF. He was never a member. The evidence is very clear on this. He was never a member of the armed wing of the OLF, or the portion of the OLF that was advocating armed struggle against Ethiopia. The record is very clear on that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osterling.
Thank you.
Ms. Lewis?
May it please the Court, Counsel. My name is Erin Lewis, and I represent the Attorney General of the United States. Respectfully, the petition for review should be denied because the Board's denial of the petitioner's motion to reopen was rational and not an abuse of discretion. As this Court knows, this case has been around for a while. Petitioner originally applied for asylum. That application was denied. He appealed to the Board. The Board affirmed the immigration judge's finding. He filed a motion to reconsider. The Board denied the motion to reconsider, and the petitioner came before this Court to ask for review of the motion to reconsider. This Court denied that review. He then filed, in August of 2005, the motion to reopen that is before this Court today, arguing that he had evidence of heightened human rights violations surrounding the May 2005 elections in Ethiopia, and that evidence warranted a motion to reopen his asylum claim. Respectfully, the Board's albeit short order regarding the denial of the motion to reopen was rational and not an abuse of discretion. Petitioner has failed to show cognizable changed country circumstances, and the Board's decision set forth the standard in review of a motion to reopen and found that he had not met that standard. The cases cited by petitioners in support of his argument, both Mansur and Fesehe, are quite different than the facts we have here. In the Mansur case, this Court found that the Board made a critical error in its decision in denying the motion to reopen. In this case, in the Mansur case, the Board used the word or description Syrian Christian to describe the petitioner in the Mansur case. However, the petitioner in the Mansur case was an Assyrian Christian, and this Court noticed that there was a distinct difference and a critical difference, and was unsure, looking at the Board's order when they called him a Syrian Christian, whether or not the board actually adequately considered his claim of being an Assyrian Christian. In the Fesahe case, this court found that the board erred when, in denying a motion to reopen, a petitioner had submitted evidence of a conversion, a religious conversion. She'd become a Jehovah's Witness, which was the faith of her husband. And at the time, the board denied the motion to reopen and said that the evidence that the petitioner had submitted in support of her claim of religious conversion was just not enough. And this court found that, no, actually, the evidence submitted was enough, and she did establish a prima facie case of eligibility. That is not the case here.
I don't understand you, because according to Keeley, whatever his name is, Keeby's, in the run-up to this 2005 election, the government stepped up its efforts against the Oromos, and then afterwards they, you know, did even worse. Thousands abducted and detained after the 2005 election, so on. And I don't see where the you or the Board of Immigration Appeals responded to that evidence. You don't say anything about it, and the board obviously didn't say anything about it. So what are we supposed to do?
Your Honor, if when this court reviews the evidence that was both submitted to the board and the petitioner submitted additional evidence to this court that was not presented to the board, but when this court looks at all of the evidence, it is the Attorney General's position more of the same. This is a...
You're so unresponsive. So you quote from something from the supplement, from the country report, but you don't comment on the evidence they presented that things got worse around and after the election.
The country report that Your Honor is referencing confirms that there has not been a significant change in political leadership, and I believe our brief...
The passage you quote doesn't say anything about what they were doing with the Oromos, right? It doesn't say that.
But the country report is before this board for its...
But you haven't said anything about what it is in the country report that refutes their statement about the government cracking down on the Oromos before and after the election.
But it's the same cracking down on the Oromos that...
No, they say no, and you don't offer any refutation of that. You quote a passage from the country report that doesn't say anything about Oromos.
I guess I'm attempting to refute it now. I understand your Honor has concerns that the brief does not go into the amount of detail. However, when this court looks at the evidence that is presented, it is clear that the board's decision was rational and should be afforded great deference.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Lewis. So, Mr. Osterley, do you have anything further? Okay. Well, thank you to both counsel.